Wonder how some baseball fans in the market would feel about something she said about a lot of owners not making money year to year.
I was kind of focused on the whole thing which she said about the previous iteration of the Rockers. I was like, oh boy, that's a really good point.
Well,
I was also focused on the people saying that they're keeping Dawn Staley at USC and I can't get her. And I'm like, I'm going to do my damnedest to bring her up here.
Who knows? Who knows if she even wants to coach women at the next level? Maybe she wants to coach men.
Ownership stake. I'm just handing out Dan Gilbert's teams to people.
The whole point about, you know, we talk about work stoppages in sports and it's the worst thing ever. But when she said that they had all these people sign up and they know all your information these days. These teams are collecting data like crazy when you sign up. And, you know, part of it is for marketing and they want to help your user experience as a fan. The other side of that is they know everything about you. They know your age. They know how much money you make. They know where you live. And so they're able to figure out like where their pockets of fans are going to be. Did it strike you as interesting that he's like, these are not Cavs fans necessarily that signed on early. They're not Browns fans.
I thought that was really interesting. But then when she went through like the demographic of the people that have signed up early, a lot of families, people with small children, I don't want you texting Keith over the youth sports conversations that Owen and I have. But no, I was like, okay, that makes total sense.
It needs to be affordable, right? It can't be. Let's be honest. It is a premium to go to a Cavs game. It can't be that.
Yeah.
You know, unless they prove themselves, unless, you know, it becomes something that, you know, takes hold of the city. All right, then it's, you know, that's capitalism. But it needs to be something that families will want to spend money on.
Yeah. And so I look forward to it. Again, I want it to be successful. I want it to work and work for years. And I think it could be another big thing that we could possibly have. I think it's really cool to add a fourth team at the highest ranks. I know that Monsters fans might get upset. Okay, it's nice to add a fifth team, but they are an AHL team. I think it's nice to add a fifth team or a fourth team, no matter how you say it, to the highest of the highest professional ranks there. I think it's really, really cool. I look forward to it, even though it's going to be 3 years. I do think they should be called the Rockers, but I do think they need to go through everything if they want to do it. Like, go through every possibility because maybe there's going to be a good one that's in there. And for whatever reason, I want it to be I want there to be an S on the end.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the Heat. Miami Heat. I don't. Yeah, that's the exact one. I'm like, no. Let's put an S on the end. It's plural. You are a team of things, not an essence of. I don't like Heat. I don't like Magic. Magic's in Barberton. That's fine.
Oh, yeah, they are the Magics.
Yes, but the Orlando Magic, mm-mm.
Can
no.
we kind of narrow it down?
If Valkyries
it kind of sounds to me,
good.
It kind of sounds like she gave some of it away. It's not going to be the Rockers, but it's going to be something like the Rockers.
I don't think she gave it away at all.
You don't think so? That wasn't your read? Oh, what'd you think?
It sounded like she did not want to be committal towards Rockers at all right now. I don't know that that means that.
But it's not going to be a departure.
Towards the old name.
It's not going to be a departure from it.
If you think you heard what she said, I mean, that was kind of like she didn't like how the clearly they don't like how the Guns ran it the first time. Fair?
Yeah, I don't think anybody liked how anybody ran the WNBA in 1996.
Well, okay, but there you go. So
Cynthia Cooper didn't like the way they ran it.
Anything that's attached to that, like they want to have a fresh spirit. They want to be excited about it. So, and maybe their studies are saying, you know, a lot of people came out for the Rockers. If they're named the Rockers, people spending money. They were kids at the time that they were Rockers. Maybe they're not going to come out. So I'm not sure. I think a lot of us are going to go, I can't believe they didn't name the Rockers. It's like, well, if you ain't going to come see, if you weren't seeing the Rockers before, maybe there's something stuck in your head. They ain't going to go see them now.
I looked up.
We'll see.
I looked up words like Rockers. It came up with musician, performer, instrumentalist.
The Cleveland instrumentalist.
Virtuoso.
Cleveland virtuosos is pretty decent.
I'm sold.
Speaking of musicians, Lima is doing something that I think a lot of you are going to be. You think you've thought the least of Lima before. I think you will find a new low coming up at 9:22 this morning.
Say he's humming a different tune.
Lima is going to an event tonight that, she must be the love of your life because there ain't no way I'd even do something like this. So we'll talk about that at 9:22 this morning. Is there revisionist history going on with Myles Garrett and the Micah Parsons trade?
Revisionist history how?
I'm actually not sure. I'm looking for, like, was it all sunshine, roses? Were we sure? I'm looking for, like, I got several people saying revisionist history, and I go, what is the revisionist history here that I'm missing? I'm serious. I'm not trying to start a point here. I want to know what the revisionist history is when it comes to Miles and Micah.
We thought we would get at the time
maybe, because I see it and I go, well, my first reaction, because we think Miles is the best of the best, right? In this city and in this show, you got to understand, Micah Parsons finished second for Defensive Player of the Year his rookie year. Not Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, he was second for that award. He's had a fantastic career. Now, I know that he's been a problem in the locker room in Dallas. DeMarcus Lawrence will let everybody know that, and DeMarcus Lawrence is as respected as anybody here. So I wonder if you get two first-round picks, it's still, you got to pay him, and then you got to give it up, and he's 4 years older. I'm not sure. I know it's easy to say in hindsight, and I know it was easy for a lot of coaches to tell me, oh, yeah, you get two first-round picks, or you get two first-round picks for him. Would you really gotten two first-round picks?
I thought you would, because Kenny, they're going to be contenders, and they're going to be more understanding of having to part ways with end of the first round picks, like the Bills. What would the Bills picks have been?
End of the first round.
They'd be in 28, 29, 30, 31, you would
assume,
32.
You would assume so. But the only teams that are trading for, you see, I thought that that was inconsequential, and maybe I'm doing my own revisionist history. If you were talking about trading the guy, the only teams that are trading for him are contenders. That's the only, no one who's bad, unless they're really, really stupid, and we've seen that before. But unless they're really dumb, no one who's bad or you think is going to be bad is trading for Myles Garrett, a la what you see with Micah Parsons. People already thought that Green Bay was a good football team going into this year. Now they think they're really Super Bowl contenders that they've traded away from Micah Parsons, and you can make that trade with a clean conscience if you're Green Bay. Where I changed my tune, I thought it was a fair trade for both sides until I heard Jerry Jones speak about the playoffs this year, and then I said, what the hell? What are you doing? Because I do not take Dallas seriously as a contender. And I don't think anybody other than Jerry Jones does. So if you wanted to make the trade and you were preparing for it in the next couple of years, that's perfectly well and good. That's fine. And they've drafted some good football players. I don't think that Jerry Jones is the worst general manager in the NFL, or his son, his family, the brain trust in Dallas is the worst in the NFL. They've got some good players. Again, Micah Parsons fell to them at 11. So there were definitely, or 12, there were definitely teams that thought, not great things on Micah Parsons. They took him. He ended up being a fantastic football player for him. But that all pointed out, when you're talking about playoffs, I think that's an ugly scene. Us, what are we doing for this year? What is our plan? Are we trying to approach the playoffs? Not realistically. Not realistically. Are we trying to approach 500? Danny Cannell says yes. I really can't find a lot of other people to say the same thing. I'm talking about approaching six wins. So where's the advantage of keeping him other than I don't want to be the Giants after they let go of Saquon Barkley? At least we'd be getting something back. Like, what's the advantage of that? Me, if I'm the general manager that traded for Deshaun Watson, I don't want to be the guy that traded for Deshaun Watson where that thing is done. That whole deal, the only thing left is the guaranteed dead money that is on me for the next umpteen years, it seems, that we're never going to get out from underneath. But that's done, and you don't want to be the guy who traded for Watson and then traded away Myles Garrett. So if we're making deals on ego instead of the best overall outcome for the football team, I'm not sure about that. Or there is always a distinct possibility. The fans love Myles Garrett. This is purely speculative because it's something that I would maybe do if I were the owner. The owner could have stepped in and said, you ain't trading him.
Well, I was going to ask you.
Because it's his football team, and if I were the owner of the Cleveland Browns, yeah, I'd go,
put the kibosh
I got
on
everybody
it.
Mad at me right now. I got to get this franchise going in the right direction. And I know the draft picks would help that happen, but I'm already worried about where we're going with you guys in charge of things in the first place. I'm not doubling down and having a bunch of fans pissed off at me as we're trying to get ready to go into a new building here in the next few years and go out and get a guy. Because there is a truth to it, and somebody tweeted this at me that I was acting like this, and they were right as well. I can get five first-round picks. The Browns situation is that they're looking for a quarterback. Dallas wasn't. So who are you going to get that's going to be better than Micah Parsons? It is. It's Peter Griffin with the mystery box. We can get a bunch of good players. They could even be maybe as good as Micah Parsons. We can get a bunch of good players. They could be maybe as good as Myles Garrett.
Well, yeah, you never make this deal thinking you're going to get somebody as good as the premier talent. And, you know, he's in the running, one of the best Cleveland Browns players ever. I think
he's the best defensive player they've ever had.
And if he has like three more seasons exactly like this, is he not going to be pushing Jim Brown as the best to ever put on a Browns uniform?
Jim Brown won championships. Myles Garrett has not and probably will not.
Is that a Myles Garrett, though?
If Myles wins another defensive player of the year,
I could try to.
He's, once again, the class of the NFL at pass rusher.
We can make all the arguments we want to about overall natural talent, but I will look at it and go, okay, who helped? I mean, that was a running back that took him to championships. I know the game was different then.
Championships this that guy, most people around the country don't even recognize as championships.
Because they're not Super Bowls. Well, that brought the show to a halt. Oh, God.
Those are recognized NFL champs.
But Kenny is a historian, Owen.
I didn't say that the NFL doesn't recognize them. I said most people around the country.
I would tell those people to cram it with walnuts. That's what I would tell most of those people.
That's a different conversation.
Trying not to scream.
People in Cleveland.
For the end of a segment.
People in Cleveland all recognize them as championships, right? Or do the younger people not?
I don't know that my children and their friends recognize them as championships. I don't know that your son, Ken, other than you telling him every day those are championships, would recognize those as championships.
You know what? You got to ask Nathan Zagura if Myles Garrett has a chance to be the best to ever put on a Browns uniform.
He damn well better.
I'll call him right now.
My son?
I'll call the office.
And better say, not, tell him to do it coming in
send
hot.
Send Axel Carmen down to the office. I better need to ask him
an interception at practice yesterday.
Hey! There you go.
That's how I defuse the situation. Now I got to ask him the question when I get
was when he on the scout team or going against the scout team?
No, he was on the scout team going against.
Against the ones?
No. We were running.
Elevate his ass.
We were running B defense. We were running B team defense. Yeah, that's right. I may have to call the school and get him on the phone. I don't know if I can wait until this afternoon, because if he doesn't recognize championships, we got a serious problem in my household right now.
I wonder.
Either way, he might be number two.
Does he recognize commercial break?